I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, is now at the center of a controversy that went to court, and there is no decision yet. The decision was made by the Department of Justice to dismiss the charges and the evidence accumulated against the mayor over quite some time about Tammany Hall activity, illegal campaign donations, deception, the usual bouquet of violations of big city life. However, what is striking here is that it went before a judge, Judge Ho, and the judge did not immediately make a decision, despite the fact that the Department of Justice says dismiss the charge. The defense attorney says the charge should be dismissed. I believe that Eric Adams has testified that there was no quid pro quo, and so we wait for a decision from Judge Ho. Andy, what is the matter that the judge is weighing? Because everybody wants this to be done with.
Well, everybody in the case wants it to be done with. I don't think that means everybody wants it to be done with. The prosecutors who brought the case in my old office when I was a federal prosecutor, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, the Southern District of New York, brought this corruption case against Adams, and the Justice Department under Trump, and the person who was acting on it is Emile Bove, who was the acting deputy attorney general. He directed that the Southern District dismiss the case on two grounds, both of which are implausible. One is that the case was brought for political reasons. He's not in a position, Bove, to say whether it was brought in for political motivations, because he has admitted that he hasn't looked at the factual record of the case, the evidence, or the law. And the people who have overseen the case say that it's not political. Bove concedes that their ethics are beyond reproach. And the Adams case was not actually brought because of the reason that Bove contends. What Bove says is that the case was brought by the Biden-appointed U.S. attorney as retribution for Adams speaking out against Biden's immigration non-enforcement policies. In point of fact, the case was developed under a different U.S. attorney from Damian Williams. And the investigation started well over a year before Adams had anything to say about Biden, which, by the way, was pretty mild criticism in the end. But at the time the case was brought, he was a pro-Biden, pro-sanctuary cities Democrat in good standing. So the stated reason for dismissing the case isn't true. And the other difficult or troublesome aspect of it is the dismissal by the Southern District that the Justice Department wants to grant is done, as we say in the law, without prejudice, which means that the Trump administration would have the right to go back and reopen the charges. So the idea is that this is a quid pro quo. Adams is agreeing to do some stuff that would be supportive of Trump's immigration enforcement policies in exchange for Trump dropping the case. But Trump is dangling the possibility of re-indictment down the road as leverage over Adams, which is ethically problematic for prosecutors to be involved in. So as a result of that, you had significant resignations in the Southern District of New York and in the Justice Department's public integrity section. And there's a lot of claim that the deal is corrupt. So what people are asking Judge Ho, like former prosecutors and Democrats for the most part, is to do a searching inquiry into why this deal was done. And some go even further than that, which with a proposal I think is unconstitutional, that the judge should appoint a special prosecutor and have that special prosecutor continue the case against Adams rather than dismiss it.
Thaddeus, you have a question or a comment?
Question for Andy. So at this point, is this a constitutional question then, what judges can or cannot do regarding prosecutions or the prosecutorial powers they may or may not have?
Yeah, that's really the nub of it. Traditionally, going back into Anglo-American jurisprudence, prosecutors had unrestricted power to decide whether to bring cases and whether to persist in them. And if a prosecutor decided to drop a case, a court would have nothing to say about it, because prosecution is a quintessential executive function. In the middle of the 20th century, they rewrote the rule about dismissal at the Supreme Court's behest, requiring the government to ask for leave of the court to dismiss a case. And that's the way the rule is read since about 1944. But the reason for that is due process protection for the defendant, not any public interest kind of related thing. The idea was the Supreme Court didn't want prosecutors harassing defendants by, you know, dismissing the case, then reindicting it, then dismissing it, then reindicting it, to either bring it when it's more propitious for the government or to harass the defendant and, you know, basically exhaust his resources. So the only reason for that rule is to protect the defendant. Contrary to what progressive lawyers would like it to say, it doesn't give the judge, expansive power on some idea of what the public interest is to reject a dismissal. And the court has no right or power to tell the government that it has to prosecute. The judiciary has no prosecutorial power, so it can't order that the guy be prosecuted, and it also can't appoint someone else to do it because it just doesn't have that power.
Andrew McCarthy for the National Review Online. The matter of Eric Adams is in abeyance. The judge has taken it to decide over time, swiftly perhaps. Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.